Hallelujah. 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 If you know this morning that even though your storehouse may be empty, but you're still available to the Lord, give him a wave. It's all right for your storehouse to get empty. It's okay. But just be available to the Lord because he'll fill it up. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I give honor to the head of this body and everyone in the building. It's so good to see the people of God come together in the house of God. I'm just excited this morning. I'm very excited about the Lord and what he's doing and what he's going to do. And I just want everybody to say with me, it's all right. Just say it again. It's all right. One more time. Just say it for yourself. It's all right. It is all right. Whatever it is, however it is, and you're a child of God, Sister Kathy, it's still all right. It's all right. And that's why I'm so smiling. I'm happy this morning. Because it's all right. It is what it is. And it's going to be what it's going to be. Because he's already spoken it. He said, it is finished. So that tells me that it's all right. And I'm just here this morning with a word of comfort, with a word of encouragement to the people of God and all those that are around the people of God. It makes a difference. If you are around the people of God, it's still all right. Because in our lesson today, you will see that because of the pureness of our hand and the pureness of our heart, if you're just in our proximity and you're just walking and working with us, it's still all right for you. Because God will work it out for you. Oh, it is so good to just know that it is all right. And this is not one of my scriptures, but this just came to me as I was sitting there. And it says in Isaiah 40, he said to Isaiah, he told him to comfort the people. You know, Israel had suffered so much and they had gone through so much in their way. They were tired. They were weary and they didn't see so much greatness going on. And they didn't feel too very good, but he told Isaiah to comfort them. He says in the first 5 verses, he said, comfort ye my people, says your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she had received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway of our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. We understand that this was alluding to Israel when they're going to be coming back and enjoy the Davidic kingdom. They're going to get back their rightful place. We understand that, but today is for us. Because we are like Israel. We're going through so much. And we're living in a time where there are so many things going on. Sometimes you just can't understand, but to God be the glory for great things he has done. And our lesson today, our topic is, there is a lifting up. Say to yourself, there is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. Say it again, there is a lifting up. Oh, praise be unto God, because truly, there is a lifting up. And all you got to do is tell yourself, it's all right. Because there is a lifting up. We can sing the song, we are so glad that trouble don't last always. But we do get in trouble. We get in a whole lot of trouble. Some of it is because we caused it. Others is because other people caused it. But trouble don't last always. And in our lesson today, we're going to have a show and tell or demonstration in power, whichever way we want to do it. But you know, it's just okay. It's okay. It's okay how you feel. It's okay how you, whether you want to lift your hands, whether you want to praise God or not, it's still okay because you're in the house of God. And it's okay. It's okay. I can't stop saying it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. However it is, wherever it is, whatever's going on in your life, it's still okay because you love the Lord. Because you are the righteousness of God. And we're going to show you in this lesson today how we're going to make it through. Is that all right, Brother Bannister? And don't mind if I laugh all the way through. I'm just a happy Christian. Because I know it's all right, Sister McDaniels. It's all right for them to move your chair a little bit. It'll be all right. They're going to put it back where they got it from. It's okay so you can smile and enjoy Jesus. It's okay. They're not going to let you fall down because they'll be in trouble with me. Because you're my daughter. So smile. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. It's all right. We're going to be all right, Mother McDaniels. You're going to be all right. You believe that? She all upset right now, yo. You know, but we gonna lift her up because we gotta jump a cable for her. That's my friend, right? She knows she better do right because she gotta go home with me today. She going to my house. So you better come on and be nice to me while I'm up here. Because you know you're going to my house. After church. So get rid of all that other stuff. You're going to be all right. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God ain't no dull God. He ain't no dead God. He's a God that smiles. Don't you know? You know why you're laughing? You're laughing because he know how to laugh. You're laughing because he laughs. Amen. Amen. So let's get on with the word this morning. The lesson that was read to you this morning. Before that, I'm going to read this because this is what this lesson is about. This is our encouragement, Romans chapter 15, just verse 1. And this is what it's about today. God gave me this a while back and I got so excited about it. I had to repeat. There is a lifting up every day. It was so exciting to me that there is a lifting up. Then he gave me a way of how to show you. And then at our prayer meeting at the nursing home on Tuesday, the Lord allows Sister Coffee to bring the demonstration. I said, oh, that goes with the subject what God gave me. So we're going to bring that to you in a few minutes. We don't have to be here long. I'm not saying we're not going to be here long. I said we don't have to be here long. The Lord is going to do his business. And again, I'll say it's all right. Amen. If I could find the book of Romans, wherever it is. Okay, somebody read the first verse. Brother Bannister, read it out loud, verse 1. Just one verse. Fifteen and one. Read that again a little louder. He got 5, but it's 15 and 1. It's okay. That's okay too. That's a good scripture up there. Romans 15 and 1. What it says.
Strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves.
It said, we then that are strong ought. He didn't say you don't have to because God don't make nobody do nothing. He said you ought to bear. You ought to bear. You ought to lift up. You ought to hold up. You ought to lend a helping hand to the infirmities of the weak. The infirmities, the problems and the situations and condition that those that are not strong as we are may find themselves in. We ought to bear. We ought to bear it. We ought to bear it. You know, when you bear something, you see the horses or those donkeys that travel over the land with their leaders. They have a whole lot on their backs. Because they have to carry all of the equipment that they will need when they get to their destination. So the donkeys bear the burden for the master so he can do what he need to do when he get where he's going. Ooh, hallelujah. So we that are strong, we got any strong people in the building? We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak and not to please ourselves. Because you're strong, you move on, but you can't leave the weak behind. You got to carry them on your shoulder until they get strong like you are. And that's the only two scriptures I have except for my main scripture, which I'm going to go back to, which is the book of Job. Everybody know Job. Everybody know about Job. Everybody understand that Job, in the first chapter of Job, it says that Job was, he was a righteous man, right? He was a perfect man and an upright man and one that feared God and issued, he was against evil. His name was Job. Amen. And when I was reading one morning, I came to the 22nd book of Job. And I'll be dealing with the 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th verse. That's where the lesson comes from today. There is a lifting up. But I'm not going to read it because it's already been read. But I want to let you know this young man, these were Job's friends that had come to be with Job because of Job's condition and situation. And we understand in a nutshell that everything that Job had was taken. He was a rich man. He had everything he needed. He was high in status in the community. Everybody knew him and his family. He looked good, smelled good, and he was good. Hallelujah. And I want you to follow me real close because I'm going to show you something here. God is going to show you. He gave it to me. He already done lift me up with it. So I'm going to lift you, and I hope that you'll be lifted up with this today. And three of his friends, after he had lost everything. And when I say he lost everything except for his life, you see, God is in control of everything. It doesn't matter if you lose everything as long as your life is preserved. And Job's life was preserved. He lost everything, even lost the encouragement of his wife. I think that's the closest thing to him because he had his children and they would have grown up and left the house. But his wife was going to remain with him for the rest of his life. And so he lost the children and he lost the cattle and he lost himself. He lost everything. Then he lost the encouragement of his wife when God allowed the enemy. Nothing happens to us by chance. I think I'm going to say that again. Nothing happens to us by chance. God has two wills. He has a perfect will and he have a permissive will. He permits things to happen to you for his own purpose. You see, it's really not about you. Nothing happens is about you. Because the main objective of life is that you belong to God, whether you're good, bad, or indifferent. Because he said, all souls are mine. The good souls, the bad souls, the white souls, the black souls, it doesn't matter. All souls belong to God. So it's never about you. So God has his permissive will. He has his perfect will. So here in Job's life, God permitted the enemy, understand when things are going on, it's either the enemy that God has allowed to come in your way for a purpose. Ooh. Bless me, Lord. Help me to keep calm. Help me to keep calm. Help me to keep calm. Because it's so great. It's so great. You see, nothing happened to a child of God unless God permits it to happen. No, when I say nothing, it might look like, oh my God, I'm going through so much. This is happening. That is happening. But God permits if you can come to your understanding. And that is my prayer every day. God, open the eyes of your children's understanding so they can understand what's happening at any given time. And when you understand what's happening at any given time, it's no problem for you to worship the Lord. Even in the midst of it all. Because you got an understanding. Well, God allowed this. He know what he's doing. And I love you, Lord. So through all of these situations here, Job went through. And I believe his friends didn't come to visit him until the enemy went back to God and say, okay, he's still holding his integrity. He's still blessing you, but he still have all the great things that you gave him. So he's blessing you and he's worshiping you because you gave him a whole lot of stuff. You got him all locked up. He let him take all the stuff. He allowed him to take the stuff first of the coffee. He let him take the stuff, but then he said, Satan is never satisfied if you are still praising God. He is never satisfied if you are still praising God. Now he gets satisfied when you stop praising because of your situation, your circumstances, or your condition. When you stop praising, then he begin to praise. He began to praise then. I got her. I got him. Not praising, not worshiping. He's down, he's whatever, whatever. But let's say, it's all right. I want you to say it together. It's all right. So, you know, old Satan, he has a roadway to heaven, you know. He goes back and forth, back and forth. And you know, he flies in and out of heaven, you know, like the rich people fly in and out of town. They eat breakfast at home and they eat dinner in Las Vegas because they have the means to do it, right? So see, Satan just flies in and out of heaven on your behalf. He checks you out. He see where your mind is. He see what's troubling you. He see what gives you a, why, Lord? Oh, he said, let me go work on that one right there. I heard him say, why, Lord? So he flies on back to heaven and he asks for permission. He have to get permission to do whatever he does in your life when you are a child of God. Okay? So he went on back up there and he said, Lord, Job, okay, but hey, let's go skin for skin. Now see, that's what he's working with the people of God today. Sickness and finance. Job didn't worry about Satan didn't worry about the finance and all that stuff Job had. It was all right. But when he said, he say, skin for skin, God. If you just touch his body and make him sick, make him have all them things on, just let me mess him up all together and he'll curse you to your face. See, God, but the thing about it, God knew Job. And Job knew God. So if you know God and God know you, let's say it's all right. Hallelujah. So see, God knew Job. And he said, okay, touch his body. But you don't have not one iota of a chance to touch his life. Because his life is mine. Job's life belonged to me. You don't touch his life. So he went on back down and we know the story that he was struck with balls from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We're blessed. We're so blessed with whatever little stuff we got going on. Job was struck with balls from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. He could not even go in his own house. He sat outside in the ashes. I guess he burned the wood. They burned the wood and he sat in the ashes and he took the ashes and he scraped the swords and the dog, whatever, licked him and all that kind of stuff. He stayed out there. So the woman didn't like to see her husband looking like that. So she said, what are you doing, Job? Have you lost your mind? God is not paying you no attention. God ain't helping you. Why don't you curse God and die? But it was okay. It was all right for her to say what she said. But see, Job knew who he was. Job knew his God. Job knew what he got. What he got, he didn't get it on his own. He knew it was just temporary. But he said, hey, wife. Wife. What happened to you? You asked him what happened.
happened to me? What happened to you, wife? You're talking like them foolish women that don't know no God. He said, don't you know that the Lord give it and the Lord take it away? Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, naked I came into this world, and naked I'm going to go out to this world. But that's not all, he said. The worms is eating my flesh. Yet in my flesh, I'm going to see my God. Now that's a testimony. That's a testimony of a man that loves his God and know that he is going to be all right. He's all right. He's telling me today to comfort his people. It's all right. Oh, hallelujah. So in this lesson, Job's friends come now. They're supposed to come and comfort this man of God because they knew him before time. They ate around his table. They got the good stuff that he gave them. And now they come with accusations. His friends. They say for a few days they just sat and looked at him. They didn't say a word. They just sat and just looked at him suffer. And then they came to their own conclusion. They came to their own interpretation. That's why I'm telling you it's all right. People can say anything they want to say about you, but you should know that you know who your God is. Let them speak. It's a free world. And this young man, this is the third discourse he's having with Job. And now he's accusing Job of being an atheist. You don't believe your God. You don't trust in no God. Then he accused him of being a sinner. In the first chapter, they say he was a perfect man, a righteous man that issued evil, one that loved God. But here he is, friends who knew what type of man he was. Hallelujah. People know what type of person you are, but yet it's still the devil will use them to accuse you and make you get all down. They accused him of all sorts of things. If you read the beginning of the chapter, but I'm going down to the last part. You see, this young man said a good thing. Everything he said, Sister Jones, was good if he was talking to the right person. All of that would work if he was speaking to the right person. But he wasn't talking to the right person. Woo! And my God was sitting in heaven just listening. Remember, God have ears. Just like you have ears. He hear everything you say. He know everything you think. He knows all about you. And God was listening. And he went on. Let's go down to the verse where I want to get to before I give you my demonstration. Hallelujah. I'm comforting you today to let you know it's all right. No matter what's happening to you, it's still all right. We are the righteousness of God. We are a chosen generation. We are royal priesthood. We're going to heaven. You going to heaven? Are you going to heaven? Wherever that is, wherever Jesus is, that's where we're going to be, right? So after he accused Job, and he's saying to Job in this chapter, he's saying, if you was right, Job, if you didn't have no sin in your life, if you had done right to the widows and to the fatherless, he said, if you had remembered the work that God gave you to do, he said, now, if you remember all these things, then in the 21st verse, he said, yes, the Almighty shall be thy defense. God would have defended you when the enemy came against you. They didn't know that the enemy went to God, and God said, it's all right. God opened up the eyes of the understanding of your children so that we can worship you and know that you know that you know that you know. He said, Job, if you was doing right, if you was acting right, if you was giving like you should give. See, that's a good speech for a son of man. That's a good encouragement for a person that don't know the Lord. But for a righteous man, that's accusations. He said the Almighty would be your defense, just like money is a defense. When you have money, you feel good. You can do what you need to do. He said, if you were doing right, he said, God will be your defense. And he said, and thou shalt have plenty of silver. The silver here in this verse means strength. You'll have a whole, you would have had strength, Job. You would have defense, Job. You wouldn't have had no problems like this, Job. You wouldn't be sick. Your children won't be dead. Your animals wouldn't be gone if you was living right. I wonder if anybody recognizing this today. If anybody been through these troubles and situations and conditions, how people have just low-rated you for nothing. Have talked bad about you and don't even know you. But the Bible said they hate you without a cause. And they will slander you because they can't be like you. Hey! And he said, for then thou shalt have delight in the Almighty. And shall lift up thy face unto God. Maybe Job had his head down. This is what this lesson is talking about. There is a lifting up. Maybe his head was hung down. His heart was sinking low. Oh my God. Everything was leaving him. And he was wondering, if you read the rest of the chapter, he said, God, where are you? I know we say that sometime. When the trouble gets so hard. When situation gets so bad, when there don't look like there is no light of the day, you might yell like, God! Where are you? Help me! I need your help! Nothing is working out right for me, God! Where are you? Hey, it's all right. He said, thou, if you had it right, Job, if you wasn't sinning, if you didn't do something real terrible, Job, thou shalt make thy prayers unto him. Like Job wasn't praying. He said, then when you make your prayers unto him, and he shall hear thee, and thou shalt pay your vows. Like Job wasn't giving what he's supposed to be giving to the Lord. He said, if you pray and you pay your vows, God gonna hear what you got to say. I'm talking to somebody in this building today. God is talking to you. He said, I hear people quote this a lot, but I don't think they really understand. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy way, Job. Then he said, if you got it right, when men are cast down, the people around you, when they're having a bad day, when situation has come so hard upon them and they can't see their way clear, then you will be able to say to those people, there is a lifting up. Then you will be able to encourage them, there is a better day coming. Then you will be able to tell them that you shall be saved. That's what he's saying to us today. Saints of God, we shall be saved. Because there is a lifting up. There is a victory. There is restoration. There is fresh anointing. And this verse means, it says, he shall save the humble person. It means all those that are cast down in spirit. Those that have low eyes. Those that have low self-esteem. There are a lot of people in the body of Christ that have low self-esteem. Why? Because they look at you who is so powerful, running and jumping and praising the Lord. They would like to do it, but they have a low spirit. But it's all right. It's all right. He said he shall deliver the islands of the innocent. And it is delivered by the pureness of thine hand. What he's saying here, because you are innocent and you're working and dealing with people who are not innocent, but because they're with you, what a mighty God. What a gracious God. Because they are with you, they may not be innocent, but because of your innocence, because of the pureness of your hand, when you pray for them, God will lift them up. God will give them what they need. God will bless them. God will anoint them because of you. But it's okay. Because there is a remedy. We have a whole lot of people in the Bible. We have a whole lots of people in the Bible. And if you read the Bible, you know that you're all right. If you read this word, you know you're all right. Because nothing is happening to you that didn't happen to them. And God delivered them. He'll deliver you. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. I don't change. I will not stop blessing you. I will not stop anointing you. I said, I'm still God. And he said, there's not even a shadow of turning. But it's all right. It's all right, y'all. I got some jumper cables here. I got some jumper cables. And I'm going to put them around my neck. You got a red one? Lose them up. I don't care. It's just clothes. I don't care about no clothes. I want to show these folks. Shock me? Nah, ain't no shocking coming on here. I'm going to put these around my neck. You see? You got a black one? Okay, put the other one hanging back that way. Put it where it hangs to the back. All right. Okay. Jumper cables. How many of you folks in this building, in your car, you got jumper cables? You got jumper cables? Where you got jumper cables for? You carry jumper cables. Because emergency might come. Because these cars made by man. And the car got a battery. And listen, if you got good battery and everything is firing in that battery, that car gonna keep on going. Ain't that right? But you ain't checking for all that. You're making sure that if that old car stop and it's the battery, you got jumper cables. You got something to help you on down the road. Right? And you got to understand this here. Jumper cables can't do by themselves. You could have all the jumper cables in the world. When you get ready, when that car yours, when that battery got some dead cells or whatever, if it just die, you can put these on there all day long. You can sit them on that thing and squeeze all you want to squeeze. But that car ain't going nowhere. This car got to hook up with another car. And they got a hookup with a car that got a strong battery. And when you hook on, the red got to go to the right place. The black got to go to the right place. And that person with the strong car and you with the weak car with a dead battery, that person say, press the gas. After they hook it up just right, they say, press the gas. It might only say, they go back under there and they shake it up a little bit. They squeeze it off and they put it on there a little harder. They squeeze it off, they put it on there a little harder. They make sure that the red is right. They make sure that the black is right. Then they say, push. Turn on the key. Push. Because something is coming through the line. Something from that strong car is going into your weak car. And it might say, Tata. You say, wait a minute. They say, press again. You press again. It might cough a little harder. Ain't started yet. It ain't start up yet. Hallelujah. Because something in the battery ain't right. So they sometimes they take them off. They take it and they scrape around the little tools in there. They get all the trash off. They get all that stuff off that is in the way that's hindering that battery from starting. They hook it back on again. They say, turn it on again. Press it. That car say, ram. Hey, now the car is back in business. The car is good to go. The car is ready to go down the line. Sometime next day, you need to go check out your sales. You need to go check out the water. But the car is started to get you on your way. You might have to go to a station and get some work done. But it did get started because you had a jumper cable and you had a strong somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm telling you, it's all right. If the cells in your righteous battery go down, you might have one cell out of place. My God. Put it right there. Oh, Jesus. These are called this cable. The cable is for the jump start. Hallelujah. The cable say, you tell the people, I need a jump. I need a jump. I need a jump. If that one don't have it, they go to another person. Do you have any jumper cables? Because you want your car to start. You want to get on to where you're going. We're on our way to heaven. A lot of us need some jump starts. Some of us need jump starts. The enemy of our soul is trying to weary us out. Trying to pull us down. And those that are strong, gotta have enough cable, gotta have enough power to jumpstart you, to say, come on brother, come on sister, you can make it by the grace of God. Put your arms around them and jumpstart them. It don't matter if they only cough one time. Go back and jumpstart them again. That's what cable's about. Hey, how many of you have cell phones? You got cell phones. There's no cell phone that don't have those little things. Chargers. Every phone needs a charger. So you get upset if somebody move your charger. Where is my charger? Because my phone is going down. My phone is going dead. You want your charger, and the charger can't charge by itself. It got to have some electricity. It got to have some place to plug in. And you got to let it stay there for a while. It don't charge right away. It take a few minutes to get those numbers up because you want to use your phone. And you make sure to charge that phone up. Because you want to talk to somebody. You want to text somebody. You want to make sure you can reach across the land when you get ready. Huh? My Bible tells me, or we sing the song, Central. Never busy. He's always on the line. You can hear from heaven almost any time. Didn't say if the devil has has crossed your wire. You just need a charger. All you need to get is a jump start. All you need is to get a jump start. And it's a Satan cross your wire. Prayer, praise, and promise will mend the broken wire. Telephone to glory. Always answer just in time. Hey. Hey. Everybody. We got a battery that the Holy Ghost want to charge in us. The Holy Ghost want to charge our battery. He's the cable. And you know what? He's with you all the time. If you all you got to do is ask him, Lord, I'm low in spirit. I cry, Lord, lift me up. I want to go higher in thee. Hallelujah. Look here. Let me tell you something. You think you got something going on? Say it's all right. Everybody say it's all right. Say it's all right. It's all right. I might be busted. I might be disgusted. I might be broke. I might be downcast. But it's all right. Because I got a jump start called the Holy Ghost. And anytime I get weak, anytime my batteries get low, I might have only one battery that's flicking. All you need is a little bit. You say a little dab, do you? A little dab, do you? As long as you still got a spark, as still as you get got a little bit in there, it's something for God to hook that cable up to. It's something for Him to do like this. He start patting his foot on your spirit. He start patting on your spirit. He start saying, pray. He start giving you a little song. Down in your heart a little song. That's impressing on your cable lines. That's impressing on your charger. That's him saying, I want to lift you up. I know there's a lifting up. I know your eyes are down. I know your spirit is down. I know trouble is on everywhere. But I'm your cable and I'm pressing on your line. You don't have to worry. You don't have to get upset. You don't have to be mean to nobody. You don't have to worry about nothing. Because it's all right. Because it is what it is. Because God said, I'll never leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. I'm going to keep on pressing on your cable line. I'm going to keep on giving you a song to sing. I'm going to keep on giving you a prayer to pray. I'm going to keep on giving you a praise. Talking to somebody who is down in spirit, who feel like they're not where they want to be. It's all right. You don't have to be where you want to be. Just know you are not where you used to be. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He got enough for all of us. He got enough juice. And like you get a car and you hook to their battery and you hook to your battery, then their battery conk out. So then yours ain't gonna start because that thing ain't got enough juice. You don't hook to no low down eye person just like you. Look for somebody strong in the Lord, somebody powerful, somebody anointed, somebody to say yes, Lord, somebody to tell you it's all right, somebody to say, come on, you can make it, you can make it. All you gotta do is try. So you know why I say it's all right. It's all right to come into service and fold your hands. It's okay. It's all right to come and nod your head. It's okay. It's okay because we don't know if you praise Him down in the depths of your soul. It's okay to just sit and rock from side to side. It's okay because God knows all about your struggle and He will guide till the day is done. There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. No friend so kind, so meek and holy. no, not one. I said, open the eyes of our understanding, God, to let us know it's all right. Hallelujah. Hey, you know why I say that? See, Job went through a lot of suffering. Job went through a lot of suffering. Sister Rosine, he went through a lot of suffering. We will never touch it. It was only a year. It was one solid year that Job went through his suffering, but that 1 year was like 1,000 years for what he went through. Hallelujah. But God was still pressing on his cable. God was still holding him in his hand. And all the things he said, with all what the friends said, and all how they treated him bad, how they talk about him, how they misused him, how they abused him, he still say, I know my Redeemer liveth. Because he was still pressing on Job's. Hallelujah. He still had his cables on Job. Hallelujah. Look at here. Jesus himself had to get a jump start. Jesus had to get a jump start after he started going through all of his sufferings, all of his trials, all of his temptations, and all the things he knew he had to go through. When he got in that garden, Brother Fontaine, he started praying, but he didn't feel the joy. He had a low spirit. He had cast down eyes. He didn't feel like going through no more. Sometimes we say, Lord, enough is enough. I'm tired of the situation. I'm tired of these things. Jesus said it. Jesus said it, Sister Lita. Jesus said it. He had to get a jump start. He got in that garden, he prayed and he prayed. He went back. And you know what? When he went back, he didn't have nobody to press his cables. Because although that was supposed to be around him was asleep, they couldn't press his cable. So he went back to the Father again. The Bible says he moved up a little further. He went a little deeper in the woods. And he prayed again, Father, I can't take no more. Father, I'm down and out. Father, I need your help. Hallelujah. Hey, but God was still pressing. But he didn't get the help. He went on back looking for some help. He looking for some help, y'all. Wasn't no help. Sometimes your help is nowhere to be found. But you remember that your cable is hooked up to heaven. And he will press and give you what you need. Hallelujah. But when he went the third time. When he went the third time. He said, Lord, I don't like it. It don't feel good. It don't look good. I don't want to go through this thing. It's too much. I'm talking to somebody in this village today. It's too much for me. Oh, get me out of here. But he got to the place when God did that long press on his cable and he felt something coming up through his feet, coming up through his body, coming up through his hand, all the tears that were shed, all the heaviness, he felt the lightning, he felt the glory of God, and he said, Father, nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. Then God gave him a jump start. God jump started him. He went on back to his people, and he said, I know you tried. I know you wanted to help me, but the flesh is not able. Your spirit is able, but your flesh is weak. But I got the victory. He said, come on, let us go. I'll finish the journey. That's Jesus. You think you better than Jesus? You can say it if you want to. Lord, it's a bit much. Lord, I don't like it. It's a tight. But he got somebody strong that will give you a jump start. Hallelujah. Jacob had to get a jump start. Jacob went, left his father-in-law. No, he had to go back and face his brother, but what he did, he had a downcast spirit. He felt terrible. He didn't feel no victory. He didn't feel no liberation. He didn't feel no peace. He didn't feel none of that. But one day, he did his homework. He set his people in order. And he said, I'm going to get me a jump start. I got to get my cables on. He went on, and the Bible tells me after he set his people that way, he set his family that way, he put everything in order, and he started to pray. You see, if you pray, you get a jump start. If you sing, you'll get a jump start. Hallelujah. If you praise, you'll get a jump start. Hallelujah. And when he prayed, he wrestled with the starter. He wrestled with the starter. And what happened? He got his answer. He told that angel, I'm not letting you go till you jumpstart me. Because after I come out of this place, I got to go to see my brother. And I want you to make a promise to me that I'm going to see my brother in peace. Yes, he did. And God blessed him. He had to get a jumpstart. Hallelujah. Oh, Mary and Martha had to get a jump start. Their brother died, and they said, Jesus, you love my brother. You come here, you be with us. Hell, you wouldn't have died. They had to get a jump start. They said, Martha, Martha, Mary. He said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. And then they believed God. They said, Take me to where your brother is. I'm going to jumpstart your faith. He want to jumpstart somebody's faith in here today. He said, take me where your brother is. Yeah, he been dead 3 days, God. He stink. Don't worry about it. I'm the stinker cleanupper. I can clear up the stink in a second. I don't care. He's just bones. Tell me where he is. I didn't ask you all of that. Where is he? Took him to the grave. He cleared out all the stink. He put all the meat back on his bones and made one call. He didn't have to press a lot. Ugh. Lazarus, come out that grave. Lazarus came out hopping. All of his senses, all of his body intact, just wrapped up in dead man's clothes. Sometimes we feel a little dead. We feel like we in graveyard clothes. We don't feel up to nothing. But all you need is a jump start from the Holy Ghost. And you will rise up and praise the Lord. Naomi and Ruth had to get a jump start. Naomi left her country rich. Had everything she needed. Had her husband, her sons, her daughter-in-law. And in one sweep, husband gone. Son's gone. All she left is some daughter-in-laws. She said, this is it. It's over. What he did. God jump-started her. She's been on back to her country. And they say, don't call me Naomi. Call me Mara because I'm bitter. Don't be afraid to say I'm bitter. Lord, I'm bitter. Lord, I don't feel good. Lord, I don't feel up to date. I don't even feel like a righteous person. It's all right. Because God knows your heart. Just say it. Lord, I ain't got nothing. I need some more. Lord, I need this and I want that. Just say it to him. He don't mind. It's all right. Naomi went back to her country and said, don't call me Naomi, because Naomi means something good. Call me Mara, because I'm bitter. God has not dealt good with me, she said. God did not deal good with me. So I'm bitter. She wasn't going to say she was happy. She said, I'm bitter. But God jump-started her, Frank. God jump-started her. Bless her through her daughter Ruth. Ruth got a nice big husband, a wonderful husband. Gave her back that boy. Hallelujah! And she raised that child as her own. And I care that came through the line of Jesus. Hallelujah! He jump-started her. Anybody want a jump-start? Dorcas, a good woman had to get a jump-start. You know what happened to Dorcas, Brother Copeland? She worked so hard till she died. And the people say, why is she dead? She don't shouldn't be dead. Nobody worked that hard for the Lord should be dead. They call for the man of God. The thing said, the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. He called for them strong, that strong prophet. He came on down the line. What his name was? He called for what, Peter? Was it Peter he called for? Dorcas. I'm talking about Dorcas. Call for him. Hey, we got to have some strong men. Anointed and appointed. That when these weak sisters call, they come with the cables. The word of God, the anointed with oil, lay hands on them, they get a jump start, and they rise up like Dorcas. Oh, Peter say, Tabitha. He said, Tabitha. He put them all out, the doubters. He said, Tabitha, what you doing dead? What you dead for? You don't have to be dead. He said, Tabitha, come forth. Tabitha got up and went to serving. All he did was took his cable, put it on her dead cable, pressed in the oils of the Lord, called on the name of Jesus, and life came into that body. It's all right. It's all right. And my last one, Elizabeth. This women day, Elizabeth had to be jump started. She had to get a jump start. She was 90 years old. Her husband was 100. And God said, y'all gonna have a baby. Impossible. Unreasonable. Not scientifically possible. Because she's dead. But God jump started her. Jump started Abraham. Jump started Elizabeth. And that next year they had a son. Ain't no secret what God can do. All you got to do is want to be jump started and know that there is a cable connected to you and connected to the Father. All you got to say, Lord, press on me. Press my gas. I need a depth. I need a height. I don't feel good. Tell the Lord the truth. Just be true. My situation ain't good, God. I don't like my situation. But I know it's all right. Say at the end of your prayer, nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. See, all of these people that I spoke about today, they represent us today. Something I said today has touched bases with somebody in this building. But Satan wants you to keep a low spirit. He wants you to keep your head down. He wants you to keep your eyes down. He wants to make you feel like you defeated. That you ain't as powerful as this one. And you can't jump like this one. And you can't praise like this one. And you can't do like this one. The devil is a liar. All you gotta do is do like God tell you to do. And do it to the honor and glory of God. Let God put some cables on your battery. And bring alive. And make sure you know who you hook up with. Hook up with somebody that can give you a boost. Make sure that the red is on where it's supposed to be. Make sure that the black is where it's supposed to be. Hook them two together and you got life. And you got life more abundantly. I say it's all right for to come into the house of God feeling down, feeling low, feeling like you're not getting no red. It's okay. God knows all about it. And the song says he will guide until the day is done. For there is not a friend like Jesus. Don't look for a friend around the building. Look to Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the one that gonna take care of your battery. And you got to know when nobody tells you that your car is dead. You come out the car when you turn on the thing, press the gas, and nothing happened. You get out the car on your own and say, my car dead. Nobody don't tell you that. You get somebody to look at the thing and they shake it all around. Sometimes they say, oh, you need a new battery. God got new batteries. He know how to fix cells. Nobody don't have to tell you your car ain't working right.
Because as soon as you get in that, if you got a husband, you say, like me, I don't know nothing about no car, I drive them. I just drive them. Something wrong with it. I think the man, that's the man's business to take care of the car. Ain't no woman need to be up under no hood. If you're a righteous man and you got a wife, she ain't business under the hood. That's your job. You know about the cables and you know about the batteries. All I say, the song car don't sound right. Now go check it. That ain't my job. I don't know. A lot of women know how to do a whole lot of things. And you got to do it in an emergency sometime if the man ain't around. But when I go to the grocery store, I keep my cables around my neck. And whatever I need, I say, jump start this, Lord. If I got a big old box of soap powder and it's heavy, I said, okay, God, when I get back to my car, I want a man to be coming out from somewhere. Let a man be coming from somewhere. Because I don't need to pick this up. I bought it, but somebody need to put it in my car. And I walk on out there with my cables around my neck with all my big things. And who's passing by my car but a big, strong man? I say, sir, would you mind putting this in my car? He say, with pleasure. Hey! See, we just mess up God's stuff. God got something for you all the time. I told you about when I went to the store and I need to have a coupon. I said, God, I ain't got no coupon for this thing and I need a coupon. I gotta have a coupon. I ain't leaving the store without a coupon. I said, let somebody have an extra one to give me. Nobody give me nothing. But I rolled on up to that counter. I said, well, have me a coupon from somewhere. I said, I ain't paying no full price for this today because there is a coupon for it. I keep my jumper cables around my neck. My jumper cables call the Holy Ghost. And if ain't none there, he'll make one. He made me a coupon that day. Put it all the way in the other aisle from where I was in this line to check out my grocery. He put the coupon in that aisle. Made me have x-rays eyes. And I looked over there. I said, that looked like a coupon. Walked over there. I didn't want to look so stupid, you know. I look all around. While that man was checking up and putting his little zip card in, I give things all a crazy name. The credit card. I say, yes! $4 off this thing. Woo! And I went on up there and presented it and got my, listen, these cables represent your Holy Ghost that knows everything. He know when you got two batteries, two cells kicking on one. And he want to give you the other cell. He want all, how many cells in the battery? Y'all men know? Huh? Okay, he got 12 cells in the battery. He know if all 12's kicking or not. And you want your 12 cells to be kicking so your car can run smooth. All you got to do is tell it to Jesus. Tell it to the Holy Ghost. You know if your heart doing right. You know if you got the love of God and you feeling good in your sanctified soul. You know if you want to come into the house and lift your hands and praise the Lord. God knows you want to do that. But sometimes, six of your cells not kicking. Because six of your cells not kicking, your hand don't go up. Your head might be shaking. Because six of your cells not doing, you ain't going to yell out, hallelujah, like a crazy person. Because only six of your cells is working. But all you got to do is whisper a little prayer. He know you got anguish in your house. He know that people ain't treating you right. That make a few of your cells die. He know you got pains all in your knees and all in your back and all in your ankles. He know all those pains are there. So that make your cells not be kicking right. But all you got to say, Lord, help me on these six cells. I only got six of them kicking. But I'm going to use them six to the honor and glory of God. And when you look around, all of a sudden 12 working. Because you find yourself up off the seat with your hands lifted up. And you didn't even know you could do it. Give the Lord some praise in this house. Hallelujah. Give him some honor. Give him some glory. Let him know, Lord, I want all of my cells to be working. I want my Holy Ghost to be working. I want my cables.
these are very important instrument to a person with a car. Very important. And so because you know that they're important, you keep them in your car. Or you look for somebody that have some. The Holy Ghost, this is the representation of the Holy Ghost. And he's inside of you. And he wants to jump start your battery when it's low. It's all right to have low batteries. Have a downcast spirit is okay. But just know that though he slay me, yet I'm going to trust him. The worms may be eating up my flesh, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Hallelujah. Got to know that the Lord give it and the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm not going to worry about it because it's all right. I don't have to be like Sister Clark. I don't have to be like Sister Coffee. I don't have to be like the pastor. I'm just going to be like me and praise my God. It's all good. I'm done. If anybody want their... Anybody want to jumpstart their spirituality? Their bag. Their black bag. Anybody want their batteries to be charged up? That they can really worship the Lord. In spirit and in truth. In your house. Anywhere you are. If you want it charged up, you can come to this newly put altar right here. And just bow at the altar. The pastor can't jumpstart you. The deacons can't jumpstart you. The missionary can't jumpstart you. But Jesus can jumpstart you. The Holy Ghost can jumpstart you. And you know what happened? He want to jumpstart you. He want to make it be all right. He want to make it a reality in your life. Just let him know, God, I know you're the only one can do it. Because I'm going through a lot. I'm going through a lot. You can come. You can come and kneel at this altar. And let God do what he is. You can tell him all about it. You tell him all about it. And he knows what he's going to do. Yes, he knows what he's going to do. He's going to make it all right for you. He's going to make it all right for you. And when you find yourself, you're going to be praising your God to the highest of the highest. Young and old. The altar is not for only for old people. It's for young people. God don't have no age. All he has is power. He got power. He got the power to make it be all right. It's all right, y'all. It's all right, young people. Just let go and let God have his way. He will make it be what you're having to be. Hallelujah. Let those who ain't coming begin to praise the Lord. For those that are coming, let those that are strong bear the infirmities of the weak. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Psalm say, lift him up till he speaks from eternity. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. All he told them, don't lift me up, don't lift me up. But they lift him up. And he's able to draw. He's able to draw. Your pains, your aches, your situation, your condition is no surprise to God. He know all about it. And he just wants to give you a new start. He wants to give you a new beginning. He want to give you a brand new day. He want to give you a new tongue. He want to give you a new voice. He want to give